This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. There will be a fundraiser at the Gorge Hall on Saturday, April 22nd for the Cortez Streamkeepers. Organizer for the fundraiser, Basil and Rhythm are the organizers for this event. I caught up with Basil to find out more.
My full name's Thomas Basil, so I just go by Basil.
Basil.
Mostly names being.
So, Basil, you are one of the organizers for a fundraiser coming up on Saturday.
I approached Sean because I was interested to play a show, and he figured out the date, and then we realized it was Earth Day, which was so exciting because that's what I sing about. Love songs for Earth.
So Sean Canaday, you mean, he is the social convener for the WCC at the Gorge Hall. This is not the first time Cortez has seen you perform. Is that correct?
Yeah. Rhythm and I played for the first time on Cortez at the Space Rodeo, and it was just such a beautiful stage and so much fun and a really sweet group of people there. So that was the first time. And then around winter solstice, my friends from Denman came up and we performed a rock opera called Dragon Songs. And that was super fun too. So this will be the third time.
Beautiful. You are singing love songs about Earth, and it is Earth Day. So is that how it was decided to make it a benefit for the Cortez Streamkeepers?
Totally. Yeah. It just made a lot of sense. Sean said, let's make it a fundraiser. And then Isabel talked about the Streamkeepers, the Cortez Streamkeepers. As soon as I heard the name of that group, my heart was filled with joy. Like, I feel really excited to find out more about what they do and really happy this is going to be a fundraiser for the water and the fish and people doing work like that.
Nice. So many people are familiar in Cortez with Michael Keith and DJ Pompoco. I have never heard of the Mystical Bard.
They are an incredible, what can I say? They're an extremely magical being and deeply connected to their old Scottish roots and tradition. And they channel stories and songs and poetry that like is so beautiful and so important now. And just, yeah, really, really bring a pittory, magical, creative, colorful show.
Soulful. Love. Is there anything else that you would like to share about your music and what you and Rhythm do? And where is Rhythm from? Is Rhythm also on Cortez?
Rhythm is sailing to Cortez on Thursday or Friday, and then they'll be arriving for the show and sticking around the island for a while. They live on a boat. And I do definitely want to say that Rhythm's amazing. She's a super, gifted songwriter, and her music's really powerful. And if anyone wants to check it out, she does have music on Spotify. It's Rhythm with a capital M, like capital R-H-Y-T-H, capital M. She's got music on there. And we met last summer and we like playing music together. So she'll back me on some of my songs and I'll back her on some of her songs. And it's powerful. Like, it's powerful music that's full of love and healing. And also some things that need to be said around industry and opening discussions around how things need to be different for the sake of the well-being of all. Yeah, it's pertinent to Earth Day, although I heard someone say every day is Earth Day. And I think that's true. And it's going to be really nice to sing together and be there. And I'm excited for it.
Basil, how long have you been singing about your love songs to the earth, as you put it?
The first songs I wrote were actually while I was house sitting on Cortez, which is cool. And that was probably 5 years ago or so. I started writing songs. And the first song I ever wrote was to Island Timberlands, just knowing that they had claim to some of the land on Cortez at the time to log, and I couldn't believe it. Like, my heart breaks about that being the case when there's so many animals and just a need for trees. So I wrote a song about it, and just since then I've written a lot more songs, and yeah, it feels really good to sing. It's not like fluffy. Sometimes Rhythm and I joke a little, like, our songs are pretty, it's like, it's very real. It's not like always like fun, but it's good, I think. Feels good to sing about it.
Feels good to sing about it. And how do your audiences usually respond to your music?
People tend to be pretty moved, appreciative. I've received a good feedback, so I'm grateful for that.
So moved emotionally, what about the beat of the music? Is this dance music? Is it more calming, soothing, meditative music? What type of music is it?
It's kind of poetic and lyrical and melodic and tends to be like acoustic guitar and voice harmony. And we might be graced by a wonderful drummer at the show on the 22nd. And folky genres.
So have you ever performed on an Earth Day before?
No, I didn't really even know Earth Day was a day. So I'm glad to have this be synchronizing on Earth Day and to raise funds for the Stream Keepers and hear Michael Keith play finally. He's such a fun person to run into, but I've not heard him play yet. And yeah, hear Roo and sing with rhythm and then get to dance. I'm glad that there's going to be some dancing too.
Yes, excellent. I just want to clarify. So you started writing music, love stories to the Earth on Cortez Island when Island Timberlands had owned land here, which, by the way, Island Timberlands is now Mosaic and they still own land here and have been trying to propose to log sometime soon. So that was 5 years ago that you started writing and you met up with Rhythm last summer and started performing with her. Did you do performances with this music before that?
Yeah, I've been just so lucky to have musical friends and played in a few different bands. And sometimes I play by myself, but I love playing with other people because I'm very fond of harmonizing and very fond of harmony, I can say. I'm very fond of harmony and hearing other instruments too. So playing with other people is my favorite, but yeah, I play here and there.
Lovely. So you've been actually pretty frequent having your first performance be last September 2022, and this is your third now in April. So do you have plans moving into the spring and summer for any more performances on Cortez?
Yeah, we do have a collaboration in the works, a show called Moonrise, and I'm not sure when it'll be ready, but I'm guessing like May or June. So that's another show coming, and I'm really excited for that. And it's kind of a story through songs.
Story through songs. So is it similar to your last more theatrical performance, tell me the name again, Dragon Song?
Dragon Songs. Yeah, it's kind of similar and a bit different, but oh, can't wait. It's like, it's all in place to just start rehearsing and bring it to life.
So that's Moonrise in May or June.
Yes, that'll be a fundraiser too. Stay tuned.
Basil, thank you so much for sharing a bit about your experiences on Cortez and how they've shaped your musical journey. Basil's first Earth Day performance on Cortez will be at the Gorge Hall on April 22nd to benefit the Cortez Stream Keepers. Doors are at 7 p.m. and there is a sliding scale of $10 to $20. The Cortez Stream Keepers is an official project through the Friends of Cortez Island, FOCI. It was initiated in 2013, and it is made up of a community of volunteers that monitor the local streams and salmon habitat on Cortez Island. The creeks currently being monitored by the program include Basil Creek, Frabjous Day Creek, Hanson Creek, James Creek, and Manson's Lagoon Creek. You can contact the FOCI office if you would like to volunteer with the Stream Stewardship Program.
I don't know where this goes, but there are things the forest knows, and I listen to where I must go.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.